Unit 7. Earthquakes.
Lesson 25. Part 1. Dialogue. Carl and Wang Bing are students. Wang Bing is reading a book about earthquakes.
Carl, what does quake mean, as in the word earthquake? It means to shake. So, in an earthquake, the earth shakes. And so do you, if you're afraid, and if the earthquake's a big one. Were you in San Francisco at the time of a big earthquake in 1989? Sure I was. I'll never forget that. What was it like? Very strange. It was my first earthquake, you see. And I didn't know what was happening. First I heard a noise. A noise? Yes, it sounded like a train that was going under my house. What happened next? I was in the kitchen cooking something, and I felt the floor move. And then I watched all the glasses that were on the table fall off onto the floor. Were you afraid? Yes, but not very. It was like being on a boat. The earth shook for quite a while. The house moved and a few pictures fell off a wall, but that was all.
Lesson 26. Reading.
Read the passage to find the answer to this question. Which was the USA's worst earthquake?
Earthquakes. 1.
At 5:13 on the morning of April 18, 1906, the city of San Francisco was shaken by a terrible earthquake. A great part of the city was destroyed, and a large number of buildings were burnt. The number of people who lost homes reached as many as 250,000. About 700 people died in the earthquake and the fires. Another earthquake shook San Francisco on October 17, 1989. It was America's second strongest earthquake, and about 100 people were killed. It happened in the evening as people were traveling home. A wide and busy road, which was built like a bridge over another road, fell onto the one below. Many people were killed in their cars, but a few lucky ones were not hurt. Luckily, the 1989 earthquake did not happen in the center of town, but about 50 kilometers away. In one part of the town, a great many buildings were destroyed. These buildings were over 50 years old, so they were not strong enough. There were a lot of fires all over the city. The electricity was cut off for several days, too. Why do earthquakes happen? Scientists explain that the outside of the Earth is made of a number of different plates. At San Francisco, the Pacific plate, which is moving towards the northwest, meets the North American plate. The Pacific plate is moving very slowly, at 5.3 centimeters a year. Sometimes these two plates stop and do not move for years. Then suddenly they jump, and an earthquake is felt. As a result of the movement of these plates, West America near the sea has always been a bad place for earthquakes. When the 1906 earthquake happened, the Pacific plate jumped 5 to 6 meters to the north.
Lesson 27
Part 1 Reading Earthquakes 2
We cannot stop earthquakes, but we can do things to make sure they do not destroy whole cities. First, it is not a good idea to build houses along the lines where two of the Earth's plates join together. Second, if you think there may be an earthquake, it is better to build houses on rock, not on sand. Third, you must make the houses as strong as possible. Weak buildings will fall down in an earthquake, but strong ones may stay up. Scientists are afraid that one day an even bigger earthquake will hit the area around San Francisco. They call it the Big One. However, people today are still building more houses. The population in and around San Francisco is now 10 times more than it was in 1906. This means that if there is another big earthquake, a great many houses and buildings will be destroyed.